Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 19th of December. I'm Paul White. Someone asked me recently, what keeps people from seeing the finished work of Christ, the revelation of grace, the understanding of how much God loves them? And it was a really complex, simple question with what I think is a complex answer. And my answer was along the lines of, well, we're at different places in our walk. Some people are not prepared to see anything other than what they're seeing right now. They have not yet processed the revelation that they're going through, whatever that revelation might be. And so to spring something else on them is almost unfair because they just aren't in a position to be able to take that in. Other people are so convinced that they already have it all, or so convinced that they are right, that they will not allow themselves to entertain other ideas, or they're convinced that who they're hearing from is so right, they won't allow themselves to entertain other ideas. I saw a man the other day defending our president with that very argument, because he so believes in the man and the political philosophy of the man that he actually, and I heard this, I didn't just read it or hear about it, I actually saw this and heard it with my own ears and saw it with my own eyes. He actually said to the commentator, and this was on a major news network, if Jesus himself were to tell me something, I would say, wait a minute, and I would go ask the president if it were true. And I thought, well, that sounds ridiculous and stupid, but it's not that uncommon. I know it sounds like it's got to be uncommon, but my experience in the church is it's not that uncommon. A lot of people would do that with their pastor or their favorite preacher, their favorite Bible scholar. They would want to make sure they were hearing truth by going to ask them. So I sort of came to a different conclusion. It's not only, well, let me say it this way. I came to an additional conclusion. I think all of the things I said before can apply. But I came to an additional conclusion, and that is that many people are so convinced of what they are hearing simply because what they are hearing is the only way they know to hear it. They have an inability to hear from the Holy Spirit for themselves, and that keeps them bound. For instance, there's a lot of philosophic rants that go on in pulpits. Preachers say things that they might throw a couple of verses behind, but cannot really be proven unless you just challenged it by living it out. For instance, if a preacher says, if you stop going to church here, you will suffer and that God won't bless you anymore. Well, how can we test that theory? Well, the best way to test it is just to stop going to church there, to see if God stops blessing you. I think you could do the same thing financially. If a guy stands up and says, look, if you don't give, you're going to be cursed financially. So how do we test this theory? Stop giving, see if you're cursed financially. But if you've instilled enough fear in people that doing the test, that living the test out would cost them dearly, then you're going to have a very low percentage that ever test that philosophic rant. They're not going to bother to test it because they're too scared that it might be right. And because we have such fear in this dimension instead of confidence, and many people are functioning under the spirit of fear, even though they haven't been given that by the Holy Spirit, they will not only not test the philosophic rant, which they could disprove just by doing it, they not only won't do that, they'll pay for the privilege to not do it. So they'll keep funding and supporting messages and ministries whose rants are keeping them bound simply because they don't have their own ability to live in the Spirit. I had one person bring up to me that they thought it was that people prefer to be blind than to be led with the truth. I don't doubt that. I think people prefer to be blind rather than to have to take the chance to walk in the truth. Now, I want to say this as a disclaimer. I don't believe that for everyone. And I am certainly not saying that if you don't adhere to the finished work message, the message of grace, or whatever you might want to call it or refer to it as, that somehow you are not able to follow the Holy Spirit. However, I do very firmly believe that the Holy Spirit leads men into truth and righteousness, and that there is no anointing to be found outside of the truth about the finished work of Jesus. There may be emotion, but there's no anointing. I had a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses visit my house recently, and I had just had a little meeting at my house, a Bible study, and so I was sort of in the zone, fired up. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to go down this road with them and see where it goes. And in about 10 to 15 minutes, they told me they had to leave. They needed to go, you know. It wasn't me trying to walk them away. It was them trying to walk away. And it wasn't because we got into a fight, but I just began to answer every question they had with what I believed about who Christ is and the finished work of Christ. What struck me is that no matter what they would say, there was no anointing to say it. There was never any real flow of the Spirit in what they had to say. And as I prayed about that later, I thought the reason for that is because the Holy Spirit is not going to anoint some of the things that were coming out of their mouth, no matter how many verses they pulled out of context to try to help it. And so the same thing is at function in the life of the believer. The Holy Spirit is trying to help us, but He's helping us within who Christ is, not within some emotional connection. As long as we're functioning in the spirit of fear, however, we're not able to really think for ourselves, not really able to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and say things to us, we are susceptible to becoming bound by philosophic rants, rants that could be tested simply by testing them. Let's not be afraid. Listen, the Holy Spirit is not afraid of you moving and growing and learning. He has more confidence in the finished work of Christ than we give Him credit for. And so let's not worry about seeing if these things be so. If the Bereans were allowed to see if these things be so, you ought to be a Berean in your church. If a guy gives you this blanket statement, this will happen if you do this, etc., etc., test it. Don't worry. You're not testing God. You're testing that man. There's nothing wrong with that. It needs to be done. In fact, we'd have a lot more healthy congregations if we lived this way. Be healthy in our day-to-day walk as well. Tomorrow, we're going to start something new. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. It's going to take us up near Christmas, where we'll spend a few days on the Christmas story. And I also will announce in the next week or so what 2018 looks like, at least that first few months for the DDP. You don't want to miss it. See you tomorrow. God bless.